And we're joined by WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath. He's our Friday yard warrior. And it seems some folks are not happy with the way their roses are looking. And it's only been, 8 days since Valentine's Day. What's the deal here, Mike?
That's about all you're going to get. The roses that are bred for Valentine's Day, they are forced in the most extreme manner to grow big and fast, and they don't have a lot left in them. It's a little late for this advice now, but obviously the best thing you should do when you get those roses home is cut a little bit more, a couple inches off the bottom, put them in fresh water, keep them in a cool spot out of direct light, and change the water every day, and you might get, 10 to 14 days out of them instead of 8. But hey, they're cut flowers. They're big pens. You know, they're meant to be tossed at some point.
Anything we should be doing out in the garden at this point in the season?
Staring at it and waiting. Who was the great ball player, Rogers Hornsby? They said, what do you do over winter? He said, I'll tell you what I do over winter. I stare out the window and I dream about spring.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah, exactly. What we need to do is, if you have a lawn and you're going to take good care of it, you want to make sure you have your corn gluten meal in hand for your springtime weed and feed. And if you actually have it in your house, protect it from mice because it is corn. So keep it in like a galvanized trash can and have it ready to spread when the forsythia and red buds bloom. And I want everybody with roses in their landscape to read this week's plots, and at the very least, go out and clean up all the old wood mulch underneath their roses and just get rid of it. If that's all you do, even if you don't replace it with anything, even if you don't prune those roses, you've cut your disease pressures by 50%, because those wood mulches are what researchers use to breed disease spores to study these things in the lab.
Well, I'm glad I waited on my breakfast this morning. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the funky stuff. Are you kidding?
Let's not go down that road. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, is our Friday yard warrior. He's absolutely right about all the problems you get from the wood mulch. So he's steering us in the right direction.
And we want to thank him for not talking about the funky stuff.